For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. At a house in Irmo, a crowd of people gathered on the lawn to fellowship, sing, and pray. It wasn't a local revival, but instead, a welcome home party for a neighbor who's been gone for 15 months.
When I think about how it looked after the flood, we've come a long way. And I'm thrilled to be moving back.
On the night of October 4th, homeowner Karen Albert was rescued from her home when floodwaters seemed to take over. We spoke with her back in July when volunteers from New York were inside her home, replacing wall studs, installing sheetrock and painting. Outside, she showed me where Rawls Creek used to run on the edge of her yard.
The water had just picked it up and floated it.
And how it flooded her property.
I mean, this is Rawls Creek. When I went to bed that night, the water was nowhere near the top of it. This was the culprit of a lot of the problem, but I think there's just as much water that came down the road and down the hill as well.
5 months later, friends and family, church members and nonprofits were standing outside in the yard celebrating, and inside, tiles in a brand new kitchen, completed walls painted with a light peach color and decorated with pictures of volunteers who all had a hand in repairing the flood damaged structure. During that July interview, Katie Manning, Columbia Flood Site Coordinator with Reach Global Crisis Response, shared how the organization took on Albert's case from the United Way of the Midlands 211 Disaster Case Management Intake Service. She said they were using several teams of volunteers to repair Albert's home.
Ms. Karen has been blessed to have multiple teams come from all over the country, but also around the city as well. We've had teams come from Utah, Pennsylvania, from Wisconsin, and then we've had local churches here come and respond.
These partnerships are visible across flood-impacted areas of the state as VOADs, or volunteer organizations active in disaster, nonprofits, and faith-based groups work together to repair and rebuild homes. In downtown Columbia, just one day before Albert cut the ribbon to enter her repaired home, the United Way of the Midlands and volunteers with five organizations worked around the clock during a rebuild blitz. They were at the home of Johnny Mae Davis.
We woke up to find my basement flooded, and we went out and got a pump, and it took us 7 days to pump it. And we didn't know the extent of damage that it would cause, so we stayed in the home about 2, maybe 3 weeks.
Davis soon moved out of her home when she realized it was mold taking over and making her family sick. During the blitz, volunteers worked 8-hour shifts until midnight to bring Davis's home near completion. This included removing bathroom tile and lead-based paint. Michaela Schultz is director of SBP in South Carolina. It's a national disaster recovery organization, formerly known as St. Bernard Project.
We started this home in September of 2016, and we're going to be complete ideally today, which is really exciting, about a 3-month build. This house is a pretty average build for us. But we're really excited to have her back in the house. I mean, she's had a rough journey, and she's just a really thankful homeowner. She's here every day thanking the volunteers.
According to the United Way of the Midlands, more than 1,000 families in its service area are still in need of home repairs from the 2015 flood. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.